Hello, Donnie Smith here, and today we're going to talk about estimating. We're out at the lake today, nice warm day here in Kansas, and thought I'd spend a few minutes to talk to you about another part of estimating. Been blogging and writing and, you know, talking about auto estimates, and now I was going to talk, kind of take the next step. The last thing we talked about was about selling. I mean, you have to be part salesman in order to be successful. I mean, if you're not willing to get out there and sell the job or don't like the thought of being a salesman, you know, an estimator may not be the right job for you, because, you know, when it all comes down to it, you have to have the jobs, you have to make the sales to stay in business. And, you know, before that, we've talked about, you know, just the different steps, kind of the procedures of how to write an estimate, how to figure the clear coat, how to determine, you know, the paint and things like that. Now we're going to talk about something a little bit different. Today, I want to talk about, you know, how profitable are the estimates that you write. You know, you may have the idea from the way I've been talking about selling these jobs that you just need to write as many estimates as you can and sell every job possible. But, you know, really, there are some jobs that you may not want. And you need to look at each job, each estimate, and determine if this is a job for your shop or not, for your business. You know, just because you wrote an estimate does not mean that you have to sell it. I mean, if it's going to break even or lose money, I mean, there really is no point in taking the job. You know, if an insurance company is just willing to pay you, you know, something that's not going to be a profit to you, it's not going to benefit you. You know, I've talked a lot about customer service, and I do believe that you need to provide the best customer service, but you don't want to go out of business either. And trying to sell every job that's not a fit for your shop, you know, that might cause the business to go out of business as well. So you need to really consider, you know, what, you know, if the job is a fit for you or not. I mentioned in the last one, maybe you don't do restoration or you know, certain things. Maybe your shop's not designed to do certain jobs. So you need to kind of look at that. Another thing you need to do is look at, you know, what your policies are and stand by them. I know I read a book from Dave Dunn, and, you know, it's been a while since I read it, so I can't remember just exactly how he put it, but he's talking about, you know, your values and you know, kind of working off of your values. And had a customer, for example, that wanted a door painted and didn't want to blend or do anything other than just paint that door. Older vehicle, knew it was going to be faded and it wasn't going to match. They told him, you know, that it wasn't going to match, but the customer just, no, that's, he's paying for it and this is what he wants. Well, you know, they had to kind of step back and look what their values were, and their values were to produce, you know, invisible repairs, and that's what their shop is has a reputation for. So they rejected the job. They didn't want it because, you know, they kind of determined what their values were, and their turning out quality jobs is more important than capturing every job. So that's some things you need to look for, because every job may not be, you know, a fit for your shop. Now, I sure wouldn't get tacky about it to anyone if they're, you know, if it's not a fit, you just need polite and be polite with them and explain to them that, you know, that it's just really not going to, you know, be a profit for you, but try to help them find a shop that may be a fit for to do that, or a shop that that you know that does do the kind of work that they're wanting done that perhaps you don't do. So anyway, that's just kind of another thought, another twist to put into there. You know, a busy shop can be a broke shop. You know, a busy shop can go out of business. And that's just something you need to keep in mind whenever you're writing estimates. You know, just remember that every job is not a fit. You know, something that you as an estimator or manager, you know, have to determine when you write these estimates. So anyway, that pretty well wraps up this. I just wanted to hit that a little bit, and we'll be talking more about it. But anyway, estimators, you know, a lot of things, as we've been talking. I mean, you've got to wear a lot of caps, and your salesman slash customer service rep slash, you know, you're in between the insurance companies and the body men, the customers, the, you know, body shop managers. So you really have a lot of responsibility. So you just need to really focus on what you're doing and think about what you're doing, and not just just write estimates to fill the shop with vehicles, with jobs, because you know, that may not be the overall objective when you sit down and think about it, because nobody really wants to work for free. So anyway, talk to you soon.